Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with love advice and Galentine's Day. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Gary had an accident, remember, where he wasn't wearing his helmet and he claimed crashed
okay.
on a motorcycle.
Hold on. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom Show is Gary Beeson.
Hey, Gary, yeah, listen,
I understand you're getting divorced.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, ain't much you can do about it, except, you know, write it off to jealousy.
Jealousy?
Jealous because of my bad monkey I keep in the basement.
your bad monkey?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, everybody's got a
lower companion, I know
lower
that.
Lower companion, a dark elf monkey.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't know it was I didn't know it was a dark elf monkey.
Oh, yeah.
So it's actually a simian-esque, then, is this an actual furry monkey, or is this kind of an illusory spectral monkey, some kind of ghost-like creature?
You know, Tom,
I see. Mm. So you can't actually see the monkey. Do you have to feed the monkey?
Oh, hell yeah, I can see the monkey.
Are you nuts?
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that.
What the hell are you from?
You can see the monkey.
Can anyone else see the
there
monkey?
There you go.
I don't really know. I mean, you know, I suppose if everybody looked hard enough in my basement,
mm-hmm.
you'd see a little 3-foot monkey with his feet crammed in pointy little elf feet.
So,
I mean, if you know where to look, you know, back behind the hot water heater.
So, your lower companion monkey, dark side monkey, he lives behind the hot water. Is it a gas or electric hot water heater?
Well, I don't know what the hell that's got to do with it. It's a gas heater, 50-gallon model.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He doesn't live back there.
He doesn't?
Oh, he just stays back there?
He tends to hide back there when I'm coming downstairs.
Why is that?
Well, one time I got mad and I kicked my monkey.
Oh, my.
Don't kick your monkey?
You know, that's what happens when you don't listen to your dark monkey.
Does your little monkey wear shoes?
Yeah, he
crammed in little pointy elf shoes.
Oh, he's got the elf shoes on. See, I was confused.
And, of course, the little vest and the fez.
And the fez.
So your
monkey...
Your dark companion has a fez.
Oh, yeah.
What, do you have a name for your dark companion?
Well, you know, that's not really important.
It I'm isn't? Just curious. How do you address your dark companion, dark side monkey?
Of course, by his name, Theodore.
Theodore.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Gary. I that really cleared it up for me.
Well, I appreciate them coming and asking me about when the bad monkey.
Now, wait a minute. We're hearing
hey,
the
I
monkey
heard
now.
That, monkey.
In the basement, monkey.
I heard that.
Well, of course you heard it.
You're not making that sound, are you?
No, of course I... No, of course I ain't making that noise.
No, I heard him talking at the same
time. I did, too.
I think there really is a monkey.
There might be a monkey here. Why you think there wouldn't be a monkey here?
I there's a monkey there.
Is your monkey trained?
What do you mean by trained?
Well, I just wonder if
does he do any tricks?
Can he do anything besides, wear the elf shoes?
Well, I mean, likes to jerk off and throw poop. pretty much your typical monkey.
Did you
really
teach him that?
Now, I want to get back to the uniform. He's wearing pointy elf shoes and a fez.
And a vest.
Okay, yes. Is he wearing any trousers?
Oh, no. The monkey don't wear trousers.
What about
no.
a diaper?
That's why it makes it possible for him to throw
poop. That's no diaper.
That's what I was wondering. So he can just...
You know, it's really hard to be a dark elf companion monkey when you're wearing a diaper.
Sure.
Really sort of
people don't take you seriously if you've got a diaper.
It was a dark no. diaper, though.
But of course, it does make it a little bit easier to get the kid party gigs blowing up the balloon.
If you get the diaper.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, could you send our best to Theodore? Gary, we have to go now.
Thanks, Gary.
You know what I think?
What?
I think I might have me some biscuits with mustard.
All okay. Right.
Sounds good.
Right.
Bye.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Are we back? Okay. This feels good. That's the spot. Coming up, the lovely Allie Breen will be our guest. Talking about sexy time with Valentine's Day just around the corner.
When you say it, there's nothing sexier.
Thank you very much.
Sexy time.
We have our engineer, of course, is the legend himself, Ace Cosby.
Hello, friends.
Ace and I recently played donkey basketball.
Recently.
It was at least
35 years ago.
You really think that's recent, don't you?
I'm in it for the long haul. It's a long game, my friend. We have the lovely Jessica Alsman over there. There's Christy Lee.
Yo.
Kind of a salt and pepper thing going today. Jessica with her jet black hair. Christy with her beautiful blonde hair. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Yeah.
But speaking of gorgeous hair, Allie Breen joins us on the telephone. Did I mention that Josh Arnold is here?
You didn't. You owe me $40.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Josh, but since the topic here is adult situations and relationships, would you like to tell Allie about what you admitted to us on
Josh,
Monday?
You need to apologize to me and everyone.
I do apologize for everybody who's heard this ad nauseum. But Allie, in college, I got 1 A+, which I think is very rare for a professor to award a plus, and it was in human sexuality. Tom's fascinated by this. Mm-hmm.
This is why.
Interesting.
When Josh has always said that he is in fact a thorough and generous lover, now we know why.
Yeah, I studied. Yep. Yeah,
you know the geography of the anatomy.
I certainly do.
You know what goes where and what things where and what how to find it.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, so isn't that impressive, Allie?
That is impressive. What did the class entail? What did you guys actually study?
A ton of biology, some physiology, and also some emotional stuff and development, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. How much booze you need to get her off logic enough to go, I'm going to do this. Sorry.
Anatomy, of course.
Allie, do you have a date coming up for Valentine's Day?
No, well, I'm working at the comic strip, and then my friend Nicole is coming to hang out, so we're doing Galentine's Day.
Oh,
which is the worst.
Right.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. Galentine's
Day. Yeah.
I think that's from Parks and Rec, isn't it? Yeah. Amy Poehler started that. Thank you, Amy.
Yep. So Galentine's Day it is, and some comedy.
Okay.
Cool. Good.
So this, but you're not going to get her a present then. This is you're not going to get her some roses or anything.
No. You could if you want.
Yeah, why wouldn't
Why not?
Okay.
Straight to the
scissor. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll
straight to the what?
Scissor room. Is that what you said? Those are our plans.
Do you remember, were there past Valentine's Day where you were with a fella and they did something special and nice that you remember?
I've gotten typical stuff, jewelry, chocolate. I'm never a big flowers girl. I don't think I've gotten flowers for a long time. But yeah, I've gotten some nice things.
Good.
Usually from a boyfriend, not just a
suitor. Yeah, I wasn't saying yes from your dad. I mean, you know, that'd be weird.
Do dads do that though? I think dads
you buy your kids stuff.
They will, yeah. But if you get,
there's a certain point where
you don't give them lingerie from your dad.
Well, no, Josh. Jeez,
yeah,
go down Creepville,
honey. I'm very proud of you. Here are these crotchless panties. I know you've had your eye on.
I know you're one of them.
I didn't get you the nipple rings. I just think it's poor taste. I gave them to mom.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Well, you can share them, probably.
Yeah.
Yikes. I'm sorry.
Have you ever played donkey basketball, Allie?
No, but that sounds filthy.
It's not a euphemism. It's actually...
Animals are... Yeah, you're right. The animals are filthy and smell bad, and they're in a bad mood. And
That's because they're having to play basketball.
Wait, you're actually playing basketball with donkeys?
Yes, it's a thing we've done for some fundraisers. And Ace and I also played donkey softball.
If I remember correctly, you don't have to be on the donkey at all times, but in order to shoot a basket and make it, you have to be on the donkey. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to drag the donkeys across the court.
Yeah, they don't care for it. Oh. They don't know they're playing basketball.
No. Frightened.
Yeah, they're frightened, scared, crapping everywhere.
A lot of noises. Yeah, a lot of
noises.
You know, a lot of pee, a lot of poop.
A lot of hee-haw. On the court.
Yeah, and then there are the donkeys.
Yeah. And then I played hippo basketball one
time. Did you really?
Hippo basketball, yeah, really?
Like those greatest winner take all, all the marbles.
Yeah. Okay, yep. Sounds like one of mine.
I'm trying to make
that
it
one
better.
Kill you. Do you know hippos are the most dangerous animals in Africa?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And the best hippo story is that there's 200 of them in a river in South America that don't belong there.
Yeah, because of Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar brought them over.
Yeah.
Now there's a concern that they're going to screw up their ecosystem. So I said, why don't we get 200 hunters and say, here's your license. Go get yourself a hippo.
Because it's not the hippo's fault that they were taken there.
Josh, before you bite into that cheeseburger, it's okay. These hippos are going to ruin
them.
They're
going to eat a hippo burger.
No, I'm going to kill them, okay? Hunt, okay? Grow up.
Well, if you're going to kill them, let's eat them.
Yeah.
I mean, let's do something.
There has to be
Do people eat hippo?
Be a restaurant that has a hippo burger, but it's not really made out of hippo.
Is it because we can't get hippos? Is that why we don't eat it? It's not readily available? You think it's like a delicacy, maybe?
I guess it'd be pretty chewy.
Yeah.
I think they're protected.
Kind of locale. Are they hippo lighter?
No, rhinos are the ones that are.
That's a zippo lighter.
I think rhinos are the ones that are protected. I think hippos.
Oh, okay.
I think there are plenty of them.
Ace is drunk. Okay, he said hippo lighter instead of Zippo lighter. You missed that.
Oh, that's.
I don't smoke.
Glad I missed that. Allie, do we have any romantic letters to get to?
Absolutely. Dear Allie, I am in a fight with my boyfriend because he wrote "Happy Birthday, Beautiful" on a girl's Instagram. He says, I'm overreacting, but when you're in a relationship, you should not be calling other girls beautiful. And in fact, he didn't even need to wish her a happy birthday at all since they're only online friends. Why do we need to explain stuff like this to guys?
Why does she get so upset about it? It's not that big a deal.
It's okay that he said happy birthday, but he did need to say beautiful. That's weird.
Maybe she's beautiful.
Eh, I'd like, well, then go be with her.
Oh, my God.
Turd. I'm on this side.
Wow. This escalated very quickly.
Wow, people have some trust issues, it sounds like.
Well, it's not necessary for him to do that, flaunting his love for every woman that he's friends with online.
I
because she had a birthday.
I've been with my girlfriend, and one of her friends walked up, and I said, oh, you look really beautiful
today.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's okay.
Well, why don't you just sleep with her?
Yeah.
Turd.
Yeah, turd.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you were right to tell him it bothered you. Now get over it.
Yeah, no joke. I think it's a...
If he does...
Although the fact that it's an internet thing, the fact that it's online and social media thing,
it's weird.
Maybe she has a point.
Yeah, I think it's different than what Tom's saying. If you're just saying to a friend in front of your girlfriend, you look beautiful.
Hey, you look great tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very different than someone online that you don't really know.
Social media is complicated.
Sliding in kind of like, hey, beautiful.
Doing it for attention. Yep.
Little flirty.
It is flirty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't care for it.
And didn't we determine, what was the thing you were saying? Maybe I shouldn't bring this
up. You probably shouldn't bring this
up. Okay, never mind. I'll talk to never happened.
Never.
How would I get in trouble?
Yeah, he was talking to you. And
No, I think it was actually you. But
we'll
just talk about something else now. Let's go to the next letter.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend refuses to just have plain sex and instead always wants to be acrobatic. standing on tables, counters, etc. It might be sexy in theory, but it's never comfortable or fun. Why is it that guys can't just get into a soft bed? What is this, Missionary Impossible?
Oh, nice.
Well worth it for the Missionary Impossible. Yeah.
I think we all know where this is coming from. Porn.
Mm-hmm.
He's watched a lot of porn and he wants to do what's happening in the porn.
Why?
Because he thinks that's what it's supposed to be
like.
I bet he's young.
So distracting.
But he should get in.
Got to be careful that I don't fall over into this isosceles knife that's lying on the counter.
But there's a way to get him into the bedroom.
It needs to. So I think what she's missing the lack of intimacy is what's happening here. It's more of a function.
It's also just a physical comfort
right.
thing.
It's hard to cuddle with him on the fire escape.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. And I'm going to put this as delicately as I can. Grab him, and I mean...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Grab him and pull him into
like
the bedroom.
Like a pull toy.
And pull him into the bedroom. What's he going to do?
Make that
Probably not
exciting.
Even make it because of the...
because of the tugging?
Yeah, might want to do that for the second round.
Yeah, or you can, depending on what you're willing to, you get down on your hands and knees and crawl into the bedroom. Go, follow me. Just something sexy to lure him into the bedroom.
Yeah, or I wonder leave. How long they've been dating. Does it say?
No, I know. I wonder, maybe you're right. Maybe this is a new relationship, I would assume.
Yeah, I would assume.
Sounds like a weirdo to me. I say dump him.
There's also that option.
At last, I agree with my man, Tom.
I mean, you've already bent over backwards for this guy.
Literally.
I mean, literally. Yeah, no, this is how guys.
Maybe he just doesn't like dirty sheets, so he doesn't want to lay in dirty sheets.
Oh, no, but he's all right with a soiled counter.
Yeah. No, Josh Neal, this guy probably is looking at himself in the mirror as this is happening, I'm guessing. Or probably he's got a phone rigged up so he can tape it.
Oh, God, that's probably what it is.
That's even creepier.
No, you guys are jumping to crazy.
No, I'm like jumping to conclusions. Is my job.
He's got his own website.
Josh hasn't figured out that our job here is to overreact.
I don't know what his problem is.
Our job is to overreact and make bad decisions.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, dump him.
If it is a new relationship, what are the chances that it just wears off for him and he becomes normal after a few weeks?
No, this guy's staring at himself in the mirror, I guarantee it.
Trying to videotape some acrobatic acts.
I just meant he watches a lot of porn.
I bet this guy has lots of pictures of himself on his phone.
He's probably young.
Wrong down the road,
porn,
dude. Okay.
Doesn't really know about intimacy yet because he still hasn't been in a relationship like that. And
Okay. Let's get to our next letter.
He'll make love to you some point.
Dear Allie, my birthday was last week, and as a gift, my girlfriend got me 1 year of couples counseling.
Whoa.
Not only is that a terrible gift, but it's almost like a punishment. I love her, but how do I tell her there's no way I'm going to do this?
Oh, this is over.
Yeah, that relationship's done.
She really wants this counseling.
You don't. First of all, hit the bricks,
Ugamug.
Yeah.
You would never make it as a gift.
No.
Right. I think she got some bad advice. I think somebody said, hey, if you really want to do
Here's what you do, honey.
Yeah. If you're not willing to go to counseling and she really wants it, I think this relationship's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason.
Or. Yeah.
Depends how hot the counselor is.
Yeah, because she probably
is the counselor hot? Open-minded?
Have sex on the table?
If the counselor's on, it's got to be the Kama Sutra in the lobby. Now you're talking.
Who gets that for a gift?
Yeah, that's wrong and weird.
Yeah, something's off there.
Yeah.
Well, I got you
She was thinking she'd like that for herself.
I got you the gift of plastic surgery. They say this guy does the best noses in town, and a friend of mine needs your cartilage for his knee. He plays... NFL.
You could have a half foot cut off yours.
Yes. That's upsetting. Sorry you love her. It's over.
Yeah, that's right. We've done some good work here. We have time to help two other people potentially here, maybe four.
Perfect.
Four.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend the other day asked me if he could watch me pee. I kind of giggled thinking he was kidding, but he was not. How weird is this, and is it going to escalate into crazier things?
Yes and yes and yes and yes. Get out.
If you're uncomfortable with it, break up.
Golden
because
shower.
This is what he wants, all right?
Yeah.
You need to be compatible.
You have to.
Is that how the golden shower thing starts?
He
worked up to this for how long, Josh? 6-8 weeks before.
Not necessarily. He might just like to watch. He may not want it on him.
Look for those little mini cameras that people are installing all over the world. Yeah. I've got a feeling he just wants to see it live.
Does he put on Chuck Berry first? And then...
Don't ask, just secretly video.
Okay, Carol.
Johnny, because, yeah. Does he call you Maybelline a lot?
Maybe put some John Mayer on.
Okay. All right. Okay. So no Mr. Possible even
Galentine's Day. Where were you?
No, nope.
No, I know.
Just Galentine's Day. Just some possible scissoring. That's it.
Playing along. Well.
You realize that someone out there listening just got very, very
they wrecked their car.
We've done a lot of that.
They wrecked their car.
Oh God, I can't wait to hear about it. Smash.
Yeah. That's what Galentine's Day is.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.